So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
A Nickelodeon original podcast.
Did you know you can listen to Avatar Brave and the Elements ad-free? Start now with a subscription to Avatar Brave and the Elements Premium
on Apple Podcasts. Just $2.99 a month.
Hello, friends, benders, and non-benders alike. Welcome to Braving the Elements, Nickelodeon's podcast about all things Avatarverse. I'm Janet Varney.
And I'm Dante Bosco. And Varney, I'm very excited about this episode today.
Me too, my friend. We have some very, very amazing guests joining us for our discussion today. You cabbage heads, and I am still getting used to that, but you know what? I'm committing to it. You're cabbage heads.
No,
I love you.
Cabbage heads are... People represent cabbage heads at the cons, so I'm going with it too. Cabbage head, what's going down?
Absolutely. We gotta give Cabbage Court, gotta give that cabbage merchant some love. You know, we talk so much about those cons, just like you mentioned. It's almost like you knew, Dante, that you need to give a reference to another con, because we do it all time. And one of the main things we talk about is all that Avatar cosplay out there that blows our minds.
Of course. And of course, we don't play favorites at all. Not here on Braving the Elements, but I have to say that I'm very tickled and very proud of the great Fire Nation representation we have here today. Love that Fire Nation cosplay.
Right, you don't play favorites. I just want to
Not at all. Maybe shout out to all the Zukos out there, all the Zuzus. Shout out to all my Uncle Iros, all my Mays, my Ty Lees.
What about all the amazing y'all. Azulas that you see out at conventions?
What? Just who?
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, you know, I always see one sneaking up every now and then in my line, and I go, who invited you?
Well, you're going to have to kind of cope with this, because I am very excited about the fact that we do have, yes, an Azula today, but we also have a Zuko. We have some cosplay
Zuko,
siblings.
What's up?
Siblings only in cosplay only, but please welcome Noor and Kevin. Hello,
welcome
friends.
To the show, you guys. Hi. Welcome, hello. Welcome. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Y'all look amazing.
Thank you.
And, you know, we've talked about cosplay so much in the last two seasons, and we've always wanted to do a cosplay episode, but it's kind of hard. And for those of you listening at home, please know that we're going to walk you through what we're seeing so that you feel like you've got a good image in your head if you are not able to watch the show at the moment and you're just listening. But we finally felt like, all right, we have video now. We got to do a cosplay.
We have to bring cosplayers in. It's such a big part of the community. And just going around people that love the show and love the story, but also immersing themselves in the world. And so seeing so many great cosplays around the world. But, you know, I got to say something. I feel something for that Fire Nation cosplay. That Fire Nation fashion is looking good, looking real good. Even you, Azula.
Thank you. Oh, my God. My loving brother.
Kevin, let's start with you, since you are being so kind about one of two Zukos who we have on the show today. We'll see. I bet you'll maybe get more love from the other Zuko as regards Azula. But tell us, Kevin, about yourself. Tell us about your cosplay. We can talk about other cosplay that you do, because I know we have some amazing pictures and stuff like that. So tell us everything.
For sure. So I've been watching Avatar since it was like airing on Nickelodeon. So 10-year-old me, like, catching every episode.
OG fan.
OG. I mean, OG. I remember getting the phone book and calling my friends. They're like, did you just see that? And fast forward to high school, when Cora came out, that was like, I want to be Cora because she's awesome. And that's when I learned how to sew. So my first costume was, I learned how to sew because I wanted to be Cora so bad. So I just handmade her, like, her season one outfit. Wow. Went to a con, and the rest is history.
Amazing.
You, I'm sure, and hopefully we'll have pictures of you as Cora too, but also you kill it with Asami. So, I mean, you can do anything, but.
I want to do them all.
Asami.
You
make a good Asami for sure.
Okay,
you do.
I'm gonna have to try that one.
I can see a good Cora and I can see a good Asami, both.
Half Cora.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Same time.
Little Cora Asami, a walking Cora Asami.
A walking representation of Cora Asami, yes.
Have we ever seen that, y'all? Have any of you, Noor or Kevin,
have you seen that, where someone's representing
a ship, like, on either side?
I'd like to see a Zutara ship. That might be cool. That might be cool out there for all you Zutarians out there.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
I actually love that idea.
To have half of one outfit and half on the other.
It's too much. Really, it's too much.
This isn't enough for us. We're already like tasking you with putting two different cosplays together.
I'm taking notes. Don't worry.
Right.
You are.
You're just going to start fights. You'll just start fights at Comic-Con. You just start fights in the lines, everything. Like, what are you doing?
Once you've worn every character, that's the next step. You have to start combining them. We're hybrid animals now, you know?
That's great.
Yes,
of course.
Exactly. This is very exciting. I think we've started something very special here today. Noor, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Noor. I have a weirdly similar origin story for Avatar as well. I was also a Nickelodeon kid, and I watched it when it aired. I remember sitting in my grandpa's basement with 12 cousins watching Souls in the Comet, and just even kids who hadn't seen the show and just were hanging out with us were mesmerized. 2013, I started cosplaying, and Cora was my first cosplay.
Come on.
It started with Cora, and I just had such a blast that I continued, and now we are at 15 Avatar cosplays, and counting. I am still working on several more. I want to eventually cosplay everybody from the show.
Oh,
phenomenal.
Look at you,
Janet. Cora love's been spread throughout the universe here.
I love the idea that for both of you, who are both astonishingly great cosplayers, that Cora would be like, the gateway cosplay is music to my heart. It's music to my heart.
Top tier. You guys are both top tier
for sure. It's so awesome.
And I love that you brought up Souls in Comic, because for a lot of OG fans that I meet, one of the common things is, where were you when you watched Souls in Comic?
Everyone
has the OG people definitely have where they were, because they were waiting every week to see it. And they always ask me, where was I? And I didn't know. But I realized now I was at the screening at Nickelodeon with Mike and Brian, because I was like, it was the premiere. I was like, oh yeah, that's where we were. We watched it all together with the whole cast and production. So that's where I was, you guys.
Amazing.
So Noor, what's the favorite cosplay you've done thus far out of the 15?
Favorite to make or favorite to wear? Because there's different answers.
I think answer as many different, as many different. Okay. Like,
I had a lot of fun making the Warrior Sokka outfit that I did from Day of Black Sun. It's one of my favorite episodes, and I did his
great outfit.
I made his space sword. That was a blast. I think wearing, I enjoy most of my Kataras, but this Zuko that I'm wearing right now is my newest one. And it is the hands down the most comfortable. So
which Zuko is this? Explain to me exactly the outfit. Like,
so
which
this
episodes?
Is the probably the rarest outfit that you could do for Zuko.
The
this is very
Zuko.
Specifically his Ba Sing Se look from the tea shop.
Yes.
So I did, because my friend's husband was doing Uncle Iroh from Ba Sing Se. So we did a book to Ba Sing Se shoot. I did this whole outfit. It's got like the belt and everything. I've got an apron over there.
So this is Lee.
Yeah, this is Lee from the tea shop.
This is Lee, you guys. This is Lee. Amazing. You look wonderful. Yeah, and I know what you mean. I did cosplay Zuko, and I made the armor.
Awesome.
I did it on my YouTube channel. It was a series called Finding Honor. And it was cool. The armor looked cool. It was the worst. I'm horrible at making pants. I realized to make pants is the hardest thing in the world. And there are only two pieces of fabric, and they were the most uncomfortable pants I've ever worn in my life. And I DJ'd this big party as Zuko, and I was uncomfortable the entire time.
Wait, with a sewing machine, you made them?
Yeah, sewing machine.
Good for you.
I was doing everything. I had the true armor. I was not good. I had a lot of help. I'm not going to lie. If you watch the series, I had like all these helpers that kind of took me downtown LA, got all the fabric, and we got the stuff, got the pattern. We picked out which one. It was awesome. I sucked. The wig was itchy. The scar came out pretty good. We used tissue paper. We used tissue paper and plastic.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, that's how you do it.
And it held all night. And but the pants.
I've been sewing for 10 years, and if I can avoid making pants, I absolutely do.
How? Yeah. We wear pants every day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Making
like,
them.
We all wear pants every day, and then when you're wearing a bad pair of pants, you really appreciate all the other pants in your drawer, because you're like, they're magic. Magic people, magic whoever do pants. These things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kevin, we got to spend a little more time with your cosplay. Talk to us about this version of Azula. And...
First of all, why? Why? Why, Kevin? Boy. Why?
Well, I'm channeling my inner, losing my mind. Because this is specifically the episode where she cuts her hair off right before the Agni Kai. So I've got the armor and everything. And, you know, just chop, chop. It's like, oh, that's easy. This is my first time doing armor. And I was really excited to, like, normally I'm just sewing, but I was like, I want to do something like with foam and stuff. So this is my first time. I got an airbrush and everything. So I had a lot of fun making it. Currently, this is my favorite one. But normally I'm always cosplaying Katara, and I've got a bunch more like obscure. I did Judy at the last con that I went to. With a sign that said, there's no war in Ba Sing Se.
I want to do that so bad.
It was really fun. Yeah. It was really funny.
It's just be a whole bunch of Judys and scare everybody. It's
yes,
just like,
that's what I want. I want to make an army of Judys.
Got to have like 12.
Army of Judys?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the question that I was going to ask both of you, too, is like, I mean, we already got an answer on at least one. But is this something that you guys do a lot? Do you do group cosplay a lot, or do you find yourself kind of out on your own for whatever reason, just being, you know, one avatar character kind of alone in the crowd?
Personally, I kind of just meet up with people at cons that are wearing the same show as me. And we kind of just have that bond, and we're like, hey. So then I made a lot of friends that way. Oh. But normally I don't really do group cosplays. I would love to do a big avatar group one day.
Nice. Noor, what about you?
I actually love doing group cosplays.
Yeah,
I love it. It is a logistical nightmare, but when you can make it work, it's fantastic. I did a group of the gang in their Fire Nation outfits, which was great. I did several Zuko and Katara shoots with a friend of mine. So we did like their Book 3 outfits, and then we also did the Painted Lady and the Blue Spirit, which was just incredible. So, and then of course I just, worked with an Iroh to do my absolute dream of Iroh and Zuko. So I would love to do more,
Jasmine
groups.
Dragon. That's amazing.
Yeah. I did once, I found there's another cosplayer who, I don't think we look that much alike, but the internet thinks we look very similarly.
Welcome
so
to the internet.
We cosplayed, Sokka and Katara together.
Oh, wow.
And it was hysterically funny because for the rest of the year, people would tag us in photos and swap the tags.
You guys
and,
look like siblings. Like, well, real siblings. That's great.
Yeah, we nailed it.
You did nail it.
I love to see the whole gang together, and especially when they're missing a gang member. I'm like, where is your Zuko? Where's your top? Yeah. I'm like, we don't know.
Yeah.
But I think one of the greatest Avatar cosplay groups I saw was doing a panel, and I can't remember what con it was, but no lie, 20 Kyoshi warriors rolled in together like an army.
Great. Wait, was I there for that? That sounds familiar.
Were you there? Everyone on stage and everyone in the audience was like, "What?" I had to take after the panel, we had to take a picture all together. It was phenomenal.
But But I love what you said too, Kevin, about like the unplanned group cosplay, because it's true that I have seen also so many times at cons where people are like, we're all going to get together. Like everyone exchanges information. Like maybe they get on a Discord together, or like, and then it's like, okay, we'll all meet tomorrow in our cosplay for a huge picture. But it's not planned. It's just like you're rolling with it at the con, and then you're making those group cosplay shots happen. Yeah. And it is. Yeah. It's so like it. I love it. And every once in a while, someone's like, come show up. I'm like, yeah, it's awesome.
I love how cosplay's taken off in these last years as Comic-Con has become this buzzword in this worldwide community, because, it's, you know, we all love films and we all love all these great stories. And of course, as actors, we've always worked with wardrobe artists. And I feel like this has really given love to wardrobe people and to the art of wardrobe. And for me, like, it's not a new form of art, but it's like a new form of art for the masses, where the masses are now getting to not just draw things or not just shoot things, but also understand the art of wardrobe, which, you know, Janet, like, we grew up in the industry, you're always working with these wardrobe artists that don't get enough shine, enough love for their craft. And yes. So now it's a new art form that's really taken off around the world. And I really love that. Kevin, when you first started watching Avatar, what made you love it? Like, what connected you to the show?
I really loved it because it was different than anything else on Nickelodeon. It really kind of made me fall in love with, like, Asian culture, since it's Asian inspired. And then this is kind of around the same time I got into anime as well. So I don't know, just the culture in the show itself made me just like attached. Like, I love whatever this is. I love, because I was watching it when I was like a 10, 11 year old kid. So I didn't get out much. But this show, I just felt like, you know, it was different and I loved it. And I loved the characters and the story was amazing. And it's just, I don't know, it's one of those things like from your childhood that you cannot let go of. And now I have got an Avatar shrine on my wall and I dress up as the characters all the time. So
I do see some things on that back wall. I see a nice Zutara photo on the top.
Yes. All day. All day.
All day.
Oh, so good.
What about you, Noor? Do you have, when you first watched the show, what connected you to the show? What drew you in?
Well, partly I love the the elemental magic flair that comes with Avatar. It was something I hadn't seen before, and I'm very drawn to fantasy, so that I loved. But I think as a little kid, the biggest thing was, you know, looking back on it at least, is that Katara was the first time I saw a character in a show that looked like me. And she, you know, had this darker skin tone. She had these long curly hair, which is what I looked like when I was 10. And I identified with her so much, with like the whole, you know, people called her bossy, people called me bossy, people like saying, oh, you're the mom friend, or you're the, this, you can't take a joke, you can't have fun. And identifying with the characters really made the show so real and so personal. And then it just continued. You know, when I was a kid, it was like a fun time. And I recognized that it was more special than just some random show that I was watching in the afternoons. And then when I came back to it later as an adult, I kind of realized that, like, oh no, this really shaped the way I see the world and the way that I see myself and see my own culture. I'm Arabic, so Southwest Asian, North African. And we just don't, we're getting a few more now, but we just don't have that much representation. And so for me, Avatar was like the first time I saw cultures similar to mine be celebrated and honored in this beautiful way. And it just never got old. It means everything to me.
Representation does matter, and especially at that age, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I agree. I mean, it doesn't ever get old. And, you know, we say this every time on the podcast, but just having those conversations with people who just discovered it for the first time. I would say the only time anyone ever brings up the fact that it was initially made like a while ago is that they can't believe that that's true. You know what I mean? Like, no one's like, it's cool. Like, I like retro anime. You know what I mean? No one's saying like, I like stuff that's like, you know, like it takes you back to those times. Like, no one is saying that. Everyone is saying like, wait, are you sure this didn't just get made? Like, it feels so fresh and so timeless. And so it doesn't ever get old. And that's what we're so lucky for, that, because that means that there are all these people who want to see that cosplay and celebrate you and celebrate the show and continue talking about it just like we're doing right now. Could not agree more. let me ask you both, since we are kind of living in book three, do you have episodes that you particularly love in book three? Nora, why don't you
start? Book of fire. Book of fire.
Book of fire. I'm so sorry. I should have made sure to add the word fire. I apologize, Dante.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
The Firebending Masters. The Firebending Masters is my favorite episode in the entire series. Sometimes when I'm just having a bad day, I will just put on the Firebending Masters, and within 23 minutes, I will feel better. It is so powerful and so amazing.
It's a beautiful episode.
I could go on and on.
We're not there yet. We're gonna be there shortly, but I can't wait to get there.
Also, the Painted Lady is one of the most incredible episodes. Amazing. I think book three does a really amazing job with having character focused episodes, and each one of them is so strong. You've got Painted Lady for Katara, you have Sokka's Master, and then of course the Zuko field trip episodes. Everyone has so much growth that they go through that it makes them really stand out.
And the runaway for Toph, right? Sort of understanding.
And the runaway for Toph. Yeah.
Runaway for Toph and the headband for, the headband for
Aang.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all have their own little episodes there. Yeah. It's amazing.
We got to do a quick shout out to your Painted Lady cosplay. It is
thank you.
Otherworldly.
So are you the actual Painted Lady, or are you Katara being the Painted Lady?
I am Katara as the Painted Lady. It was one of the most challenging shoots I've ever done, and it was amazing because the photo is taken in a lake. So I actually waded 40 yards into an actual lake. Yeah.
And with the cosplay?
The cosplay.
It's beautiful.
Stood on a step stool. We had the smoke bomb. We used smoke bombs for the effects, and it's all practical effects. So we had several assistants with smoke bombs, holding them all over the place. My friend waded into the lake with her camera, which scared me to death. and I stood very still so that I wouldn't fall over.
Smart. Very smart.
But it ended up being... Wow.
It came out amazing.
It's so good. And then what about you, Kevin? What's your relationship to book three? Do you have some favorites?
Absolute favorites. The Southern Raiders, hands down. Mm. Yes, I'm that Zutara girl. But not just the Zutara, but I feel like it's such a strong episode for Katara. Like, I'm going to admit it. I'm one of those people who think bloodbending is awesome. And I was like, she could have just used...
Azula.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Calm down. I'm channeling my inner Azula right
Calm
now.
Bloodbending is down right
so
now.
Cool. And she's just so powerful, and she's got
What's
this
going
mission.
On right now?
Her scroll power.
That's a dark art. Let's not talk about bloodbending. We're not going there.
But it's so cool. But no, I really love that episode just because we get to she's been so hurt during this entire show about her mom, and just getting that little closure. It just is I don't know. I was really happy for her, and also the Zutara field trip was great. But she's just so cool in that episode.
I love that. And we aren't technically there yet, but I will say Foreshadow Report, which I guess we could have said a few minutes ago, but Foreshadow Report, once, because we are right on the Puppet Master, and you kind of need to see that happen. You need to see the kind of bookend of Hama teaching her whether she wants to learn or not. And then her being so aghast at, Hama's whole experience of, revenge and having that much anger and rage, and then understanding what it feels like to feel that. I feel like that's really important, right? We don't want to see her just go, I did it that one time because I had to save my friends, but I'll never be like Hama. I'll never understand that. You need to see her understand how you can get to that place, because that's the way we better empathize and help other people come out of those spaces, right? But I mean, you don't have to ever come out of the space. Kevin, if you want to stay a bloodbender forever, I'm not going to get your way. I would get bloodbend if I get your way.
Of course, Azula cosplayer wants to bloodbend. What is going on?
I just love that it's not just black and white. It's not just do this or no, do that. It's so complex. All the characters have their own missions in mind, and they have values that they want to stick to. And it's just so well written.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and the finale too. But, it's a given, of course. But I could, the same. I could watch Southern Raiders all day, not get tired of it.
It's like playing a song. Like when you were talking about that, Nora, that's really what I thought of. It was like, that's a 22-minute song. Like we have our music that's like, I'm feeling like down. I want to put on a song that always makes me feel better. It's like, yeah, well, if you have like a 22-minute song, why wouldn't you have that? Then you have 22 minutes of joy, you know?
And it's so emotional, you know? Firebending Masters is about seeking a new source of power instead of using hate and anger and rage, finding a more healthy way to summon your own power and to view the world. And I think that's so, it's a very helpful reminder sometimes.
Sublimate it somehow. Yeah. You know?
Well, it's funny because there you have that parallel again with those two episodes. Again, Kevin, I'm not accusing you of compassion. I'm not accusing you of Katara not bloodbending, but one could also interpret that episode in a similar way, right? Is that feeling of like, I can have those feelings, like having the feelings doesn't make me wrong or bad. It's just like what your relationship with those feelings is and kind of what you put out into the world.
We all have those feelings. That's why we all shouldn't know how to bloodbend, because when we have those feelings, you should not bloodbend. That is part of the
That's
situation.
That's the lesson.
Yeah.
But if you can bloodbend and you're having those feelings, odds are a lot of us would bloodbend.
Thank you for saying that. I was just thinking that. In fact, I was just imagining, if you'll forgive me, I was imagining Zuko wishing that he could bloodbend Aang and just be like, so I just made the Avatar walk right up to me. I didn't even need Annette.
That would be hilarious.
If Zuko book one could bloodbend,
there would be no Zuko season could, two or three.
There would be there's no, Zuko just out here bloodbending. If a Zuko could bloodbend ever, it'd be over.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about? Zuko's life would be hell if Azula could bloodbend.
Oh, can you imagine? What if their parents didn't know and it was like, you know, and their mom had to be like, and Ursa had to be like, Zuko, what are you doing, like, throwing rocks at the, you know, turtle ducks?
Like, I'm not doing it. Oh, my God.
Don't bring them into this. No.
Now who's a cruel one? Me, for bringing that up. How dare I?
Like, bloodbending, cool, but turtle ducks do not hurt them.
Okay, good. I'm glad. We all have one. Okay. All right. Here's another question for you. Each of you are going to a party full of people that you don't know. So which character from Avatar The Last Airbender do you pick to go with you and why? Kevin, let's start with you.
Ty Lee. She can do all the talking and I'll just be that friend and be like, I'm with her.
We saw Ty Lee at the beach. So, you know, she's going to get a lot of attention, Ty Lee. A lot of attention.
Just, you know, the conversations are all going to her. I'm just going to stand back, you know, my drink and be like, hey, what's up?
Interesting. I like this. Okay, so she's a shield, basically, for you.
She's a shield.
You're
yes.
like, I have to go. I like that because I love that answer. There's more to that than I would have expected.
You know?
Yeah. That you're not like, oh, that's like, I'll, you know, with her, I'll meet all these new people. I kind of love it. You're like, she can
she's
a little
gateway.
Bad.
Yeah, she'll run up to people.
And she's fun. You know, you know you're going to have a good time with her.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
Have a good time. Unlike maybe May, you may have a good time. But Ty Lee, you'll have a good time.
Right.
Nora, what about you?
I would probably bring Aang because Aang. He, you know, remember that in the pilot, like he's fun. The air nomads know how to have fun.
Yes.
And Aang is very personable. He loves meeting new people. I feel like I would be at ease hanging out with him.
Yeah, they're both fun. Ty Lee and Aang are both good social people.
Yes.
I noticed you guys didn't say any Fire Nation siblings.
Well, Zuko doesn't like parties.
Zuko
and
Azula
is going to get us kicked out. So
yeah.
100%. 100%.
But I do want to say for me personally, for my heart, that even though I know how the entire series ends and where everyone is in their relationships, I still carry around the wound of the Blue Spirit. Being able to watch Zuko talk about how he would want to bring Aang to a party because Aang's kind and fun and social is like healing a deep wound that I have from what Aang goes through when Zuko won't let them be friends earlier in the season. So thank you for that. I'm gonna tuck that away right here and carry it with me everywhere.
Yeah, they become good. They become good buddies by the end of this thing.
Yeah.
Foreshadow report.
I love it. All right, this is kind of a deeper cut, you two, and we did not warn you about any of this. So, but take your time, or you might immediately have an answer. But I sort of wanted to put it that there's actually kind of cosplay happening inside the series Last Airbender, especially if you consider disguise to be a form of cosplay. Like we see Aang get to play an old man to get into Amashu. We see Zuko's blue spirit,
Wang
of course.
Fire.
Wang Fire. But don't give them too
Wang
many because
Fire.
You might have some that you tucked away that you don't want us to say a list off. So do you, can you each think of kind of what your favorite sort of quote unquote cosplay is in the series? Nora, what about you?
I feel like I have to say Lee from the tea shop, but it's actually Wang Fire.
Yes.
Wang Fire.
Both
is
great. Both great.
Absolutely amazing.
I would say the same.
Oh, yeah? No painted ladies, huh? No painted ladies? Katara's painted ladies?
Well, too funny.
Going gone.
Oh, painted ladies, definitely. For Katara, that's okay. A cosplay for sure.
And Sapphire Fire.
Yeah.
And Sapphire Fire.
They're both really good.
Sapphire Fire.
She did not have to do the heavy lifting as Sapphire Fire. Wang Fire really did.
No.
maybe I should have said Painted Lady.
No, no one has to change their mind. Dante hates when I say this, but you can have more than one favorite.
You can have more than one favorite, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Kevin? Did you have another one?
I really like Wang Fire. I was also going to say, what do you think about the play? All those costumes.
I think that's a great example. They're all cosplaying historic characters.
I think Toph, the big buff guy that played Toph. Yeah. Him.
Yes.
I mean, the Blue Spirit is definitely classic. Blue Spirit is classic. Sure. What about book one when Aang was Mr. What's his name? Papadopoulos or whatever? When he.
We're so close.
Oh, no.
Without seeing it right in front of me.
Pippin
Padaloxicopolis?
Yeah.
Padaloxicopolis, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pippin Padaloxicopsil.
Name's Bonzu! Pippin Padaloxicopolis the third! Oh,
they started off strong with
it.
Some cosplay.
Him.
Yeah.
Started off strong
they started
with cosplay.
Yeah.
Love it. That's such a great one. We have amazing Fire Nation Kataras from both of you. They are wonderful and beautiful. We talked about it earlier. Just the Fire Nation gang is awesome.
Katara looks great in Fire Nation fashion. What can I say? Fire Nation fashion.
It is a good season. It is a good season.
Yeah. What about the cosplay of Yue as the moon? I'm kidding. That's different. She turns into the moon. It's not cosplay. I just want to give a shout out to Yue whenever possible.
JV, that's a... Sokka would be taking offense to that. The moon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Too soon.
Don't worry, guys. Noor also has a UA. So we make sure to point that up. In fact, when we were looking at the pictures, there was a real toss up when we were kind of talking about, like, we just wanted you both to be comfortable and happy in whatever you were wearing. But when you're given the option of having the power to choose, it's very dangerous.
Right.
And so there was a lot of circling around UA. There was a lot of circling around that because I just kept being like, but it's so good.
Shout out to all the UA cosplayers.
There's not that many UA cosplayers.
Not when UA shows up, especially top tier UAs, it's like she's the Beyonce.
Yeah,
it's like the hush falls
everyone's
the
like, what's
time?
Going on? It's like, oh, dude, UA's here. And everyone just kind of is like looking at her. She's always has that effect. I don't know. I don't know how that happened, but I'm with it 100%.
Same. If both of you had like unlimited skills and had zero like money, like fabric materials issue, like the sky's the limit, is there an Avatar cosplay that you would love to maybe enhance the version that you've already done, or something that just you were like, I can't do it unless it's like perfect and that's almost impossible? Like, is there one for each of you? Noor, why don't you start?
Yes. Yes. And it's Suki. Yeah, when I met Jenny Kwan recently, told her this, and I was like, listen, I've done a bunch of Avatar cosplays, but I haven't done Suki yet because it has to be perfect. And when I do Suki, man, that the armor will be leather, the outfit, I would love to do actual silk. I don't know if I can afford actual silk, so maybe, fake silk, but I want to do the whole nine yards and make it like as extra as possible, and I just haven't got around to it yet.
No, that's a perfect answer. That's amazing. And I could not be less worried about how beautiful and perfect it will be when it happens based on everything else that both of you have done, quite frankly. Okay, we got a Suki. Wonderful. Great answer. Kevin, what about you?
I would say Katara's outfit when they went to the bear's birthday party when they were in Fear Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Her and Toph's dress, like, her super pretty. I want to do that dress, but like you said, like, with real silk, make it really nice, you know? Like, I'll wear that out to, like, a wedding or something.
Yeah, you totally
I wanna do the whole. Yeah, I want to do the whole thing and just do, like, a really pretty dress. I think that's the one that I would do.
Ooh.
If money was not an issue.
That'd be beautiful, for sure.
We need, like, a Project Runway that Dante and I host. Ooh. I'll be the Tim Gunn.
Cosplay.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, and it's cosplay. And we give you all, like, unlimited materials. And, like, it would be so... Oh, I love imagining that.
Project Cosplay?
I love it.
Project Cosplay.
Project Cosplay. Cut to, oh, we've been sued by Heidi and Tim. What a problem.
We saw how you guys got there. Okay, also, let me ask you guys this question for all the people listening out there that are maybe wanting to get into cosplay or even new cosplayers, since y'all are pretty top-tier folks here. What, do you guys have any advice for people interested in cosplay?
Definitely. I say go for it. Because the first time when I started, I'm like, oh man, my sewing's not good enough because I don't know what I'm doing. Or I see all these amazing other people that I compare myself to. And even now, like, I still am self-conscious about going out with my costumes, but I still do it because I love it so much. So if this is something that you love and you can, like, you're happy and you're in your zone when you're making the costumes, doesn't matter what it looks like, doesn't matter how it comes out, doesn't matter if you just started last week, just do it. It takes, everything takes practice, everything takes time, and you'll only get better. So don't stop if you think that, you know, you're not good enough or anything, because you are, and it's just a craft that you're going to have to perfect and just keep going.
Awesome.
Love it.
I agree. I think something that I keep hearing is you can't know what you don't learn, and you have to start somewhere. And that I talk to so many, you know, starter cosplayers that are afraid to do their big, you know, dream cosplay. I just do it. The way to learn how to make your dream outfit is to make it. And I end up in my cosplay career, I remade my Korra cosplay a couple of years later when I got better and learned how to do something in a better way. I'm planning to remake my Zuko. I'm planning to remake my Sokka, like, with the skills that I now have that I didn't have before. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can always return to it and expand upon it and add something to it and wear it again. There's no wrong way to do cosplay. That's the part of the best thing about it.
Amazing.
I cannot tell you how much I seriously am right now, like, okay, I got to get started on my cosplay. Like, I'm going to dip out early. I'm so inspired.
There's so many more resources now too with learning how to do cosplay, or there's totally patterns. Right. There's cosplayers that can teach you. There's, you know, wig companies. You can buy avatar cosplays at Spirit Halloween now.
Like, yeah, of course. Of course, my advice to you guys would be watch out for those pants. Watch out for those pants.
The pants do suck, but just keep going, Dante. Just keep making the pants.
The pants!
Just keep making the pants.
You can make the skirt version. You can make the skirt version. You can make a skirt. Kilt. You can
there
make,
you go.
Yeah. There's, I mean, no, there's no,
definitely will be more comfortable than whatever I made.
Yeah. I got to go back and watch that. I got to see those pants for myself. All right. Horrible. We got to get into our top questions. And we had a little teaser earlier. So I know I can already see that Dante is, like, riding high a little bit on that information, but that's all right.
I mean, we got a lot of Fire Nation here. A lot of Fire Nation.
We've had a lot of Fire Nation all season so far.
It is Book of Fire. So
it is apropos, Book of Fire. It apropos. Is Book of Fire. Kevin, favorite hybrid animal? Do you have one?
Foo-foo cuddly poops.
Yes.
Yes. Flying cub. Nice.
Obviously, as a child, as a pup, as a small
one. As a pup, but, you know, it's like, just looks like puppies. You don't want them to grow up. You just want them to be small.
That's right. I love that. Great answer. Great answer.
What about you, Noor?
I feel like mine is definitely turtle ducks, just because I wish they existed in our lives so much.
Same.
I know. For the win. The turtle duck for the win.
Always.
And I was saying, I know, I feel like they do exist in my mind somewhere. I was looking at ducks on a pond, and I was kind of looking for the turtle duck. And I was like, hold on a second. They're there somewhere, right?
Was that before or after you were talking about how duck tastes and how turtle soup tastes? Was that before or after
Dante? Yeah. Also, Turtle duck soup. Turtle. I like Peking duck.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry I brought it back up. I'm so sorry. I meant it as a dig and it ended up being another conversation about turtle duck soup. I'm so sorry. I owe everyone an apology.
You know someone in the Fire Nation ate some turtle duck. Peking turtle duck.
All right. Well, let's change the subject. To another controversy. I mean, what's more controversial than talking about turtle duck soup? I'll tell you what, shipping.
The controversy. Yes. What's our ship? What's our favorite ship? I see some stuff in the background, Kevin, but
come on,
what's your favorite ship?
Zutara, all the way, forever.
Zutara.
Yes.
Nice. I'm with it. Nor, what about you?
Yeah. Yeah, I also love Zutara. I really
do.
I know it's a controversial choice, but
it's a controversial choice, and I see the other side. But I like Zutara too. Zutara's pretty.
But Katang is controversial too. Like even the canon is controversial with those ships. You know,
I mean, totally. Katang is. I mean, it's canon. It's great. But you know, even when she's bossing him around, like as her, the mom, you're like, come on, Aang. She's mothering you right now. What's going on?
Zuko took her on a field trip to confront her mother's killer. If that's not love, I don't know what is.
That's a crazy relationship.
He helped her get closure.
Oh, yeah.
Do not disagree. Absolutely. Mean? Well, let's have our firebender say a few words about why they're a firebender again.
Yeah. Love the, like, the rooted stances and punching postures of the Northern Shaolin style that they based it on. It's, I don't know, I'm also from Florida and I'm Egyptian and I love the sun and I hate the cold and I find myself channeling solar powered energy and just
there you go,
all of the things. So it's definitely like how I see myself.
It's Fire Nation forever. It's Fire Nation pride forever. Good folks out there in the Fire Nation, Varney. Good folks.
Good folks out there in the Fire Nation. Kevin, are you one of those good folks out there in the Fire Nation?
I'm sorry, Dante. Water tribe.
There it is.
Water tribe.
Shout out. Shout out. I could have known you were going to say that. We bonded over winter clothes for sure. Loving the Northern Water tribe. So I'm right there with you.
Barney. There's some water tribe.
There was a controversial moment, Noor, when you were saying, I'm very grounded, I'm very rooted, which absolutely applies to firebenders. But yeah,
it is.
Did you think that too, Dee? For a second, I was
For a second, I thought we got an earthbender.
And then you twist and it was fire.
But think about Zuko and his Agni Kai, you know? Iroh tells him in the very first episode,
absolutely.
Break his root.
Absolutely.
I think they're very similar bending styles.
Of course.
Maybe I'm an earthbender. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're fine.
When you said root, it makes more sense that you're talking about firebending because of all of that. But yeah, it was just a fun, like, ooh, this could go either way. Like, But we got a firebender. And that's pretty great.
I love it.
Yeah. You guys, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything
thank you guys
that we
so
didn't cover that you want to make
you.
Sure that we know about or talk about or anything like that before we find out where we can see you and cherish you and love you on social media with all your amazing cosplay?
I can't think of anything else.
All right. We've done our
job. You guys covered the important things.
Well, let everybody know where to find you on social media and see all your amazing cosplay.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm a Costetic on Instagram and TikTok. Costetic _ you can find me there.
And I'm Nimble Noor on everything, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. And you can find me there and all kinds of avatar fun things.
Awesome. Well, we hope to bump into you guys at a con sometime soon and see what you guys are cosplaying.
Yeah,
sure.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
us.
It's amazing.
I'm so inspired. Wonderful. I hope that everybody watching is also feeling equally inspired. Love the advice about just jumping into it, which of course we can stretch out beyond just cosplay, right? We can talk about that when we talk about all kinds of stuff. So don't be afraid. Get out there. Try it. And I don't know how this is true, but somehow I don't even know if I've ever heard you can't know what you don't learn. Like how have I not ever been told that? Like, I've been told a variation of that, but like, that's a very concise, tight, wonderful thing I need to tell myself every day. So, well said. All right, everybody. Thanks again to our cosplayers, and we'll talk to you next week. All right, friends. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Avatar: Braving the Elements. Now, want more Avatar?
You can follow the official Avatar accounts at Avatar The Last Airbender on Instagram and Facebook. You can also follow the official Avatar Braving the Elements account on TikTok at Avatar Official Podcast.
Tell your fellow Avatar friends to listen, rate, and follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts.
This podcast is hosted by Janet Varney and Dante Bosco. The theme song was composed and produced by Jeremy Zuckerman. Audio production and editing was provided by Zeke Rodriguez-Thomas and MindJam Media. Avatar Braving the Elements was executive produced by Lynn Keston-Sessler. Produced by Lisa Summerscales-Thieler with consulting producer Janet Varney, with production support from Kira Chow, and special thanks to Avatar Studios, Garrett Beltis, and Danielle Pretzfelder-Demchik. Trademark, copyright, and phone record, 2023 Viacom International Incorporated, all rights reserved. This has been a Nickelodeon Original Podcast.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
IF is the most original and heartfelt movie in years.
Magic like this comes around once in a lifetime.
This Friday, experience it with your whole family.
Can we do it again?
IF, rated PG.